Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
National Drug Take Back Day is coming up on Saturday, and I know you're thinking, well, how does that affect me? If you open your medicine cabinet, I would guess you have something in there that's not just a year old, maybe 2 years old, 3 years old, and you got to get rid of it because it might end up in the wrong hands. Sterling Elliott has joined us in the past, a clinical pharmacist at Northwestern Medicine, assistant professor of orthopedics at Feinberg School of Medicine. This is a big day. Like, how successful has it been in the past, Sterling?
It is a big day. And good afternoon, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me. It's always good to check in with you on this topic. We've had a lot of success hosting this alongside DEA for many years. You know, in the past years, we collect hundreds and hundreds of pounds at our sites across the across the Chicagoland location. So it's a pretty productive day in terms of trying to take a step in fighting this ongoing battle.
Yeah. So 9 locations. I don't care if you're in St. Charles, DeKalb, you're in Chicago, Lake Forest. There will be 9 locations that Northwestern will host these drug take back day, and they're drive-throughs, right?
They are drive-throughs. Each of these sites, that you're fully accessible by car. You can drive through. You can pick up or you can drop off to us what you don't need in the house anymore. We'll take back any kind of medications you've got. The only thing we can't take is needles, anything with a needle. But we'll take anything else back. Of course, we really want to get those opioids, those benzodiazepines, and those muscle relaxants out of the house, because, Lisa, that's sort of the big three of what's fueling a lot of this problem in our country today.
Well, and, Doctor, you know that older members of our family like to diagnose our ailments, and, you know, no fault of them, but they lived through the recession, and they hang on to those things. And then when you have a little ailment, they go, well, I had a muscle relaxer from 4 years ago. I think it's safe for you to take one of these. It happens, right?
It happens a lot. It is a very common thing that goes on, and it's one of those activities that's really kind of dangerous, and it leads us down a path of what we call diversion, meaning that the drug is being taken out of the supply for whatever it was intended, and now it's being used by somebody, and the potential for trouble is, you know, disastrous. And unfortunately, I'd love to tell you that's the only way in which this happens, but there are a lot of times where, you know, people go into homes and they have an idea or they know that something's in there, and they're going into that home with the intention of taking it for themselves and misusing it. It's another area of diversion, and unfortunately, it's one of those steps that kind of leads people down this ugly pathway. That can become troublesome for a lot of folks.
Drug addicts have no limits. I mean, when they need something, they'll go to grandma's house, they'll go to their parents' house, their uncle's house, or they'll go to an open house. A little note for anyone who's putting their house on the market, make sure your drugs are not in the cabinet when people have a chance to tour your house, because they steal them there too, don't they?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that when someone is in the throes of an addiction problem, one of the things that characterizes addiction is that they are often knowingly and intentionally misusing these drugs, right? And so they'll go to any length, as you said, to find them. Folks are often resourceful with it, and, you know, it leads to a lot of difficulty. And one of the things that it can also lead to is that, you know, people start going out into the street supply, and that's really, Lisa, where this has become an incredibly dangerous problem, right? The folks that I spend a lot of time with now at DEA will publicly estimate that 6 of every 10 doses in the street supply is tainted with fentanyl, and fentanyl really is fueling the horrific epidemic. And in 2023, we lost more than 84,000 Americans to drug overdoses, and more than 69,000 of that was at the hands of fentanyl. And if you recall last time we talked, I told you that number was 82,500. So we're seeing a spike. The trend is to continue in the wrong direction, and we've got to get that down. And the Prescription Drug Take Back Day is one way to get that out of the supply, right?
And you're also going to distribute Narcan for free. Is it for free?
We are. We are giving out Narcan at these sites. It is part of a Department of Health, an Illinois Department of Health program that helps to get these things out there. We'll have them out there, and you'll be able to pick up supply of Narcan. It's the same item that you'd be able to buy over the counter. We're going to give it to you for free. There's two doses in there. And when you come and see us, we're going to teach you how to use it. And I think that's a really critical point. I've written on this. I've spoken on this. When I talk to groups, I tell them, you know, you're going to be in a high-pressure situation, and you're going to have a tool in your hand that can help you save a life, but I want you to know how to use it, and I think it's very important, and it's a lot of work that we're doing, and we're trying to build that the prevalence of that, and I think it's really important.
So we should point out that Narcan is a drug. It's a nasal spray, and if someone in your family has overdosed, you simply administer this, and they pop right up really quick, don't they?
If the drug is going to take the effect can be very, very quick. And so you have to be ready for it. And, you know, if someone in your house is having trouble, this is something that you want to have. But beyond that, Lisa, if you want to be a good human being and a good citizen, I would argue that this is something that you should have. I carry it on me anywhere I go because I don't know what I'm going to walk into and I don't know what I'm going to see. And if I have the opportunity to save somebody's life, I'm going to do it. And my hope is that when you come and see us at our sites on this coming Saturday, we'll be there from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 p.m. at all 9 sites. We're going to teach you how to use this tool and how to save a life. And I think that's really important because when you do that, you can give somebody a second chance. Remember, I told you, 84,000 families buried loved ones in 2023. And the horror in that is that each and every one of those deaths is preventable. And if you come and see us, you've got a bunch of different ways that you can help the Chicagoland community, the American community, because this is a problem that's got tentacles. Think of it as an octopus or a squid, and the tentacles are far-reaching. And we're going to give you a couple of different opportunities to make an impact in a positive way.
Well, I love what you're doing. It's always great to talk to you, Dr. Elliott. And I hope you'll come back because one of the other ongoing issues is people having trouble getting their prescribed prescriptions and the backlog and, you know, the lack of production. So can we have you back on again next week or the week after to talk about that?
I'll tell you what, let's set something up because that's a topic that I'm always happy to talk about, too. It's growing in prevalence here in the United States, and I think it's always good to give people suggestions on how they might be able to combat it.
Perfect. Dr. Sterling Elliott, a clinical pharmacist at Northwestern Medicine. The Drug Take Back Day is on Saturday. We hope that you'll jump on their website, find the location near you, but it runs from 10 to 2. The news is next with Lauren Lapka on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.